Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouse's, 1030 South Acadia Road in Thibodaux, getting ready for Nicholls State. LSU tomorrow, Tulane plays tomorrow, high school football, Saints on Sunday. Also, don't want to forget to mention, of course, Magazine Pizza at 1068 Magazine. Whether you drive in or have it delivered, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. They feed the gang on Sundays at the station, so appreciate all the work and everything that everybody at Magazine Pizza does. MagazinePizza.com. Sticking with our theme, we're in Thibodaux talking about Nicholls State and LSU, and joining us now is a Nicholls Hall of Famer soccer coach, Lester Bima, also part of the Colonels Athletic Board. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me, guys.
So Nicholls was going to play in 2020 with LSU, and I guess talk about really kind of how the game came about, because Coach O was involved then, and, you know, there aren't many big state colleges who push for something like this, but his, you know, background and the Bayou, Coach O wanted it to happen.
Well, Coach O was a former Nicholls coach. He coached here back in the 80s, I think it was. And, you know, we need a money game every year, at least one or two maybe. So that was a big game for us in 2020. And then COVID came in 21. So the game was called off. We only played seven games that season. It was six conference games only. We finished 3-3. One was a makeup game, like, but it wasn't a big game. But we only played six games that season, and it really hurt the school finances. We in a hole.
Well, you weren't alone, right?
Yeah, a lot of different programs and organizations and teams because of what you just said. But I got to rewind. Mike, you said something. You said soccer.
Yes, sir.
Like
football.
Football.
Real football.
Real football. I'll go with that. So that was one of my first love, if not my first.
You kidding?
No, I was a sweeper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was a sweeper in the Ford and loved the game. But you go back 30 years, there was not a lot of the development, and you had to go South America or over to Europe.
Oh, so yes. You're right.
Yeah, the development that you have now with the game is so much further along, but even could be more.
Right.
And the price of entry to the game, that's the problem.
Yes.
I mean, until you lose a lot of kids because a ton of them can't afford it.
Right.
But that I'm not going to rant about that. We that's a different – that's an offline camera conversation for us. But, you know, just tell us a little bit about what Nicholls has done up until this point and where they see themselves going just because of the changing landscape and scope of, we'll call it college athletics, not just college football, but college athletics in general, and, you know, the future, how we want this program, this university, to be able to grow.
Well, after COVID, we were struggling before COVID.
Correct.
And then we hired Tim Rebo.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came in, he changed a lot of things around. He brought the enthusiasm back to campus like you wouldn't believe since Sonny Jackson left in 81, when Sonny Jackson hired in 1981. And the place got fired. Everybody's fired. Everybody's thrilled to be part of a team and going to all the games. And the crowd came back. And we won, I think, three or four conference championships. So Tim Rebo went to two playoffs. We played three SEC teams already. And we came close to beating Georgia by two. Lost to Georgia Bulldogs. And we beat Kansas. And we lost to A&M by 10. So we program is on the way up. You know, Tim signed two great players, Sully Lesh and Chase Faulkey.
Mm-hmm.
And those two guys took us to another level, honestly. Those two guys are All-Americans on campus.
But the you talked about at the top, the fact of the matter is some of this is money, right?
Oh.
I don't know who does your scheduling, but y'all play five of your first six on the road.
Yes.
That's tough. So you play.
It's all about the money.
You know, it is what it is, but you got to do what you got to do. LSU, then you go to Sacramento State. But again, five of your first six on the road. But the back half of that schedule, a little more. You get into the conference play. Then, of course, the finale, which will be here in Thibodaux against Southeastern for the River Bell.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a big one.
And we're also excited about getting Southern University back on our schedule.
Yeah.
October 5th, I think we go to Baton Rouge to play Southern, and they come here in the next couple of years. But we're very excited. It's a big game for us. Always been a big game. A lot of fans, a lot of people, you know. excited about having
you
guys.
I think anytime that you can get the excitement on campus and like you talked about in the program and not just football, I think that's where, you know, the support and the funding definitely comes.
Right.
And, you know, just talk, give us a little of your insight. I know it's football season, but insight from a basketball standpoint, baseball standpoint, you know, just some of the expectations or at least some goals that each of those teams or teams around campus, something that they're willing or wanting to hit.
Well, first thing is we have the new outdoor facility practice covered, which just finished. First year we're using it. Then we're spending about $20 million on a nursing program, new building. We're spending about $4 million on soccer program. Spend another $2 million on baseball, and we're spending some more money on softball, about $2 million on softball. So we're really moving in the right direction. We have a brand new coastal erosion building on campus, over $20 million building. So we're really moving up.
Yeah, the area's changed a lot.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't been down here in a while. We were here for camp, and that feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was 24 years ago, 23 years ago,
right,
when Nichols hosted Saints training camp. And you talk about – and. The look at the roster from Nichols State. You want to see Louisiana?
Oh, Louisiana.
Look at the roster.
A lot of Louisiana.
You know,
kids.
You have to. It's easier if you just go through and pick out the non-Louisiana kids. And you were able to bring back three all-conference players: Colin Guggenheim, Jalen Spears, and Evan Roussel.
Right.
That's Lutcher, Brother Martin, John Curtis.
That's,
I mean,
correct.
It is just, you know, and I think that's a pretty. That says a lot about a program to be able to bring those players back when it's so easy to not come back, right?
Right.
The transfer portal is just blowing up. And to get those kids coming back, that speaks a lot for the program.
It makes me nervous what's going to happen next year with all these new rules, roster changes, you know?
Yeah.
Some of the minor sports. Football's going up, but all the other sports are like 28 scholarships, and that's it.
It's
34 in baseball.
It's tough,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, non-revenue sports as well as just even some of the revenue sports, they're going to get they get slashed just because of the new rules that you're talking about going to place. And so, you know, even from a scholarship standpoint, even your big sports, yes, you can have some, but, you know, the question will be even walk-ons. How do you handle that? So a changing landscape as far as college athletics is concerned.
I'm kind of nervous for the high school kids.
Well, they're the ones that's getting left out.
They're going to suffer the most.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Just because of the transfer portal, and now a young man, a lady, gets 5-6 years as far as they already get five, but now you know it's nothing to get a 6 year because of a transfer, and so it's going to be intriguing. You know, hopefully some of that talent you can still develop and be able to get, but it's going to be intriguing to watch what happens.
Correct. It's kind of scary, honestly.
No, but I don't know. And we just had the Olympics, right?
In
Paris. Huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
What those sports, right? Those are the sports that, you know, where's the Olympic team in 4 years coming from? Right? Because a lot of those programs, the swimmings and the fencing and
gymnastics,
all, you know, all that stuff is just, it is so hard. Football's going to drive the train. It is what it is. They've always driven the train, but it's a different landscape now. You're going tomorrow?
Of course.
It's important for these you mentioned Southern and Nichols and Southeastern and University of Louisiana Lafayette, you know, all these schools, how important it is for these to play each other.
And I want to make sure we get the check, so I'm going for sure.
Go pick it up.
Get the check. Cash it quick. That's where I'm going.
Right. Wow. It'll be, you know, and Deuce, I was going to ask you this, you know, out of curiosity. It's a tough game for Nichols. It's going to be a swamp, right? Does that level anything off? You never know what can happen.
Yeah, the question becomes just the overall numbers.
Right.
If you can hold up as far as the overall numbers, I mean, you'll see it in the line of scrimmage. You may have one or two guys that compete, but normally when you play those type of games, it's just the overall numbers of players and then the sizes in the line of scrimmage. That's where you get in trouble. And then after, you know, 2-3 quarters, can my guys hold on? That's what happens. You've got skill. You've got, you know, quarterback position where you'll be able to hang with them. But it's in the trenches.
Correct. We're looking forward to it, though. We've been wanting to play LSU for a long time, many years, since COVID, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You think about it. Never happened. It's the first tomorrow
time
night,
ever.
6:30.
Right.
Lester, we appreciate your time. Congratulations, 2010, into the Hall of Fame, former Colonels Athletic Board. And, you know, it's a tough landscape, but you get it done. Right? Other people are closing up shop. You're building, you know,
all kind of
new buildings. So
thank you
you're all in.
Thank you all for having me.
Appreciate it.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.